Good morning, Sapphics, or good afternoon, I guess. Wherever you are in the world, welcome back to Sapphic Stories, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor. Before we dive in, I just want to say that I am feeling a little sick this week, but nothing was going to stop me from bringing you some spicy, spicy Sapphic erotica, so just bear with me as I sound a little congested, or if you want to just skip ahead to the story, you can totally do that too. Today, we have another episode of Office Hours for you, episode 3 to be exact, and in this episode, we have some real drama. I mean, as much drama as there ever really is in a Dipsy story. We like to joke on the creative team that nothing bad ever happens in the Dipsyverse. It's this beautiful place where fantasies come true and sexual desires are fulfilled and pleasure is always prioritized. And when bad things do happen, it's really only ever in service of creating more sexual tension in the stories. And episode 3 is a perfect example of this. We see jealousy play out between Taylor and Jennifer, but instead of this being like some, you know, big dramatic moment in their relationship, it only draws them further together. In this episode, Taylor attends a dinner party at the dean's house, and it's sort of this who's who of the academics on campus. And while she's there, she runs into Celeste, who is a professor from Berkeley, the school that Taylor transferred from. And Celeste is a beautiful, powerful, queer woman. She wears gorgeous wide-leg pants. She has, like, silver hoop earrings created by some cool artisan that you've never heard of. And when Jennifer sees Celeste flirting with Taylor, she's kind of pressed. She gets a little jealous. And look, I support women. I believe women. I'm literally hosting a podcast called Sapphic Stories about women who love women. Do I want to see women pitted against one another? No. Never. Except in this situation. I'm making an exception because personally, I would love to be Taylor in this situation, to have two incredibly intelligent, powerful, sexy professors both fighting for my affection. Wow. Dream scenario. I've gotten off track here. Back to the plot. So eventually Jennifer steals Taylor away from Celeste and they have very risque sex in the dean's private library, fueled by this sort of flirty jealousy happening between them. And here's what I have to say about that. I think it's hot, but you know what? I feel like I've said too much already, so let me not spoil the rest. Here is episode 3 of Office Hours, The Jealous Type. And as always, if you're loving this content and wanting so much more spicy sapphic romance, you can head over to the Dipsy app. You can use the promo code sapphic or head over to dipsystories.com/sapphic for 30 days free. Truly, what do you have to lose? All right, enjoy.
I didn't know if she was coming or not. The party at the dean's house was supposed to be the event of the semester, but small talk and schmoozing weren't really Jennifer's scene. I twisted the stem of my wine glass between my thumb and index finger, observing everyone from a distance. I imagined her standing next to me, the small things she'd notice about each person, the secrets their body language revealed, signals I'd usually glance over.
Taylor?
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, I thought that was you.
Wow, it's so good to see you.
Been a while. You know, when you transferred, it really shook up the department. A good student like you, moving on.
I didn't realize. It had been over a year since I last saw Celeste, but she hadn't changed. Those same silver hoops that grazed her cheeks. Dark, wide-leg pants that would have devoured anybody else but made her look impossibly tall. All her movements were smooth, assured. She'd been the only good thing about my time at Berkeley. I hope I didn't complicate things too much for you over there.
No. You made some waves. Even inspired me to test the waters.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm visiting faculty here, just considering my options.
Oh, wow, that's great. We're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I saw your talk that went viral, so it's not surprising that people are trying to snatch you up.
Oh, I was surprised by all the hype.
In my view over Celeste's shoulder, I saw Jennifer arrive. She caught my eye, but apparently wasn't in the mood to play our little game of dodging each other in public.
Oh, good. Celeste, I see you've met Taylor.
Taylor used to be a part of my program, one of our top students. The second years still bring you up all the time.
Good things, I hope.
Of course. Still planning to teach after you graduate?
Actually, I've been trying to persuade Taylor to go the research route first.
She'll shine at whatever she does. But she has such a natural gift. It would be a real shame for students to miss out on it.
Yeah, teaching will be there.
So will research.
I'm gonna get another drink. Jennifer, can I grab you one?
Oh, you're fine. I'll get it.
Would you mind grabbing me a scotch, too?
Sure.
So, Taylor, tell me more about this past year. I want to hear everything.
Celeste gently squeezed the side of my arm each time she laughed. Made me wonder if this was the usual academic sparring or if Celeste was signaling something else. I'd never seen someone challenge Jennifer. I tried to focus, but I could see Jennifer in view just behind Celeste, ordering her drinks. She was playing with her necklace, a long gold chain with a pendant that disappeared into her blazer. When she turned back towards us, her eyebrows raised slightly, her lips pursed. I took a sip of my wine to hide my smirk. Something about Jennifer's suspicion intrigued me.
Very bright.
I honestly don't know what I'd do without her guiding me this year.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Oh, excuse me. Dean Murphy's over there. I've been trying to track her down all night. Let's all catch up sometime on campus, yeah?
That would be great.
Great seeing you, Taylor.
Yeah, likewise.
I think all the attention's gone a bit to her head, wouldn't you say?
I think she was being nice.
I'll give it to her. She wears her cockiness well. I can see why you've got a little crush on her.
Someone is jealous. It's kind of cute. She played with the chain of her necklace, biting her bottom lip. She was up to something, but I couldn't figure it out.
Follow me.
Where are we going?
Shh. No questions.
She didn't look back. Just led me away from the crowded dining room and up the stairs. I glanced over my shoulder to make sure no one was watching. She opened a door and turned on a small lamp in the library, clicking the lock behind us. I watched as she ran her fingers along the spine of the books, sliding one out from the shelf and thumbing through the pages.
Hi.
Well, hello. Wait, we're in the dean's house.
And?
She slipped her hand under my dress, her fingers parting my thighs. I reminded myself to breathe and feel every small movement she made.
No underwear.
You're not the only one who came prepared.
Damn.
She said my name slow, like she was rolling it around in her mouth, tasting it. I laid back on the couch while she pushed my dress up to my waist. She kissed my stomach and then down to my thighs. I told myself to breathe as I watched her lips drag along my body.
What am I gonna do?
I have some ideas.
So you want me to fuck you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you think you can be quiet enough?
You're gonna have to make me. I leaned forward to kiss her, but she pulled away. Just an inch. A smile spread across her face. She reached up under my bra and pinched my nipples. They were tight between her fingers. I bit down hard and stared up at her. A challenge to push me even further. She twisted, and I could feel myself turning hot beneath her touch.
Oh, I want these perfect tits in my mouth. Is that what you want?
Oh, yes. She pulled down the fabric of my bra. As soon as the cold hit me, her mouth was cupped over my nipples, her tongue warm and firm, lapping up all of me. Gentle at first, then harder, her teeth tugging. I ran my hand through her hair, grabbing the back of her head. I dug into her scalp to try to slow down the building pressure.
Fuck. You're gonna take this. And I don't want to hear a single sound.
She knelt down between my legs, kissing the inside of my thighs and then sitting up, slipping her necklace over her head. She unhooked a small vibrator from the end of the chain.
So, you like to see me jealous?
Oh,
I know this is my pussy. And nobody else's. But I gotta admit, you bring out another side of me. No one knows how to fuck you better. But just in case you forgot, I'm gonna remind you. Quiet, and you'll get what you want.
pushed her fingers inside of me. I felt myself squeeze around her as she went deeper. I forced myself to keep my eyes open, to watch her every move.
I don't think you know what you've gotten yourself into. You really think you can handle it? Look at me. Oh, yes. Look at me when I fuck you.
She pulled in and out, her rhythm fast, relentless. She pressed the vibrator into my clit and turned it on. A sharp pressure coursed through me. I clenched my teeth together to drown my moans, but the sensations on my clit were overpowering. Ripples of pleasure weakened my legs. I imagined someone walking by just on the other side of the door. I swallowed every sound.
Be a good girl and take it. Yeah. Oh, you're so tight for me. Oh, I'm not gonna stop until you go. Oh, yes. See, I knew this would be harder than you thought. Oh, feel how deep I am. Oh, my fingers are hitting the back of you. I can feel how close you are. Man, we don't have a lot of time. Come on. Come for me. You're so close and wet for me. I'm gonna turn this up. No more games.
Come on. Oh, fuck.
Let go. Come for me. I wanted to fuck you since I saw you across the room tonight.
Yeah. Like when you're jealous.
I prefer competitive. And I'm glad you enjoy it.
I do. We should probably...
Yeah, before anyone notices we're gone. Here.
What? My dress too wrinkled?
No, you look amazing. But this necklace is yours now. Let me put it on you.
I think Celeste will notice.
I'm kind of hoping she does. Here, you first.
I kissed her gently and then slipped out the door.